Liftoff.
Welcome back to the Tom and Frenchie podcast. Driving you home in the morning. Psych, no one's going anywhere in Australia.
You're locked up, you stupid idiots.
Yeah, stupid fucking convicts. Finally, you're locked up where you belong, you fucking convicts.
Full circle, baby.
No, we are convicts. Yeah, that's fair. How you going, everyone? How you going, internationals? If you don't know, half of Australia's in lockdown and Western Australia has seceded. They've become their own country, so it's the country of Perth now.
That's brilliant. I like that.
Yeah.
I was thinking like with naming Australia, how come we got like Western Australia, Northern Territory, South Australia, and then Queensland? What's that about?
Yeah, you're right. It's like, I think it's really arrogant by the East Coast. Do you know what I mean? So obviously the East Coast named everything. They're like, oh, there's so much to the East that everything needs a name. And then they're like, oh, fuck, anything that's west of the East Coast, so fuck, west of Mecca, that's the new name.
Queensland, it's so arrogant as well.
Did you see the Taliban is back?
What do you mean? Where
they're
have they
back.
Been?
They're back!
Taliban's back, all right.
They just took over Afghanistan. They conquered Afghanistan. America's pulling out and like they're...
Oh, shit. Why would they pull out?
Well, it's not their war. It took them a few years, but they're like,
So they're pulling back now that they're back?
No.
They left and then.
I'm no expert on world history. I just thought you'd know about it.
They've really been waiting for their chance, haven't they? They must have been deep in some caves, man.
No, they were. They were like, well, they kidnapped Iron Man at some point. I'm not sure if you remember that.
Yeah.
That was pretty fucking wild.
Right. Yeah. A lot's happened. Fuck.
Oh, that would be a good parody song, though, if we can get a beat for it, Tom.
For which one?
Taliban's Back, to the tune of Backstreet's Back. What you were singing before.
You would need to do some kind of choreographed dancing with heaps of Taliban. That'd be cool. What would they be called? What would their band be instead of Backstreet's Back? I guess that's the name of the song. So Backstreet Boys, Taliban, the Taliban tenors, maybe. Maybe they're like opera stuff.
I don't know. We'll think of it, guys. We'll have a think about it. What's been happening, Tom? How you doing?
What's new? Same thing. Same thing as last week, really. Just trying to write more, because you might as well do fucking something in this lockdown. Try and be creative and not go insane.
Are you writing like a religious text or a short story or a novel?
I feel like it's been a while since we've had a new religion. So, I'm starting to write the Quran 2.0. It's not going well.
Don't say that, Tom.
If
Don't
anyone asks, that. Frenchie said that. It's the Frenchie podcast.
Thank fuck we have our video too, so I won't get the fat wire on me. Oh, we fucking started, haven't we?
All the Taliban chat out of the way early.
I feel like my granddad may have written another porno, I'm going to be honest.
Did he?
Yeah.
Are we going to get a little draft today?
No. I think next week, I'll have to go visit him. I think we should write a book together, Tom. I've been thinking about this. What books make the most money? 50 Shades of Cum. That one. So we need to do like an erotic novel. A bit offbeat, kind of like, so combine 50 Shades, Twilight, those horny offbeat vibes, you know what I mean?
So some kind of supernatural element, you're thinking?
But possible for a regular girl to experience. That's what makes those fucking books. Do you know what I mean? So she's like, well, if that vampire did watch me, what would I do? Oh.
I mean, they've done vampires, they've done witches. Mm-hmm. Is there any... Have you seen a market, like an open market, something that hasn't been covered as much?
See, that's the thing. It's all similar, do you know what I mean? Like, what's my mind's going to right now? I'm like, giants, no, that's not practical. What about, like, homeless man with a mad dong? I'm like, no, that's a Frenchie skit. That's not a award-winning novel. That's not a award-winning novel. What about like maybe something in the sea? Oh, mermans.
That's pretty good. Because you never see any dicks. Like, are there dicks hidden in a gill?
Here we go. I think they can take them out. I think they pop out only for their one, maybe. Like something like that.
So it's kind of like a bee. Once they use it, it falls off like a stinger kind of thing.
It's one. Merman gets one dick, one.
Yeah, so he's got to get the right one. It's very selective. So you're like the special chosen one if you're getting dicked by a merman.
Yeah, actually, this is what I'm leaning towards. I'm leaning towards water. Maybe some sort of like reverse. Yeah, Little Mermaid. Like they get kidnapped under the sea or something like that. Or there's a merman, a sexy one. Because Little Mermaid's like, it's been long enough that we can sort of rip it off. And they watch from the water every time this girl goes down to sunbake or play with her boyfriend who doesn't satisfy her. You know, he just reads the stock market. He's like, I'm just looking at stocks and crypto. And she's like, oh, just fucking choke me and spin my mouth, Derek.
Oh, my god!
And he never does. And
Atlas,
or whatever his name is, Nelson. Atlantis? I don't know. I don't know merman names. Maybe Nelson. Atlas.
I think that's a book.
Now, what's a good merman name then, Tom?
Mermichael.
That's not... You're just putting mer in front of regular names. Mer-John. Mer-Murray. No, that's
yeah,
not...
that's pretty good.
It's going to have to be like a little exotic name like Deontay. Like Deontay or something like that. Deontay. Mm. It's an NFL player. That's where I got that name from.
And so it's kind of like a normal relationship because she sleeps with him once... It falls off and then they're in a relationship and they never do it anymore.
Forget the dick thing. Forget the dick thing. I think I was thinking of the porn version. We're thinking like love sex. Okay, so he's in love with her. No, I don't. Yeah, love sex. Some people like have love sex. Yeah.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, that was the story. So he's watches her all the time. Like Edward, that's Edward vibes. He's also into like some BDSM. So that's 50 Shades. Mm. Harry Potter was a vibe, so he's already magical. It's a fucking merman. What other popular books are there? The Bible's fucking popular.
I mean, I'm thinking of other, like, kind of mystical creatures that we haven't seen. It would be cool if she was kind of competing, because you know how Twilight, you've got Team Jacob, you've got Team Edward.
Oh, then they...
You need like a Bigfoot. He represents land.
Yes, we need another man.
And Bigfoot's got a big cock. We've talked about that before.
Yeah, I don't think she'd want it too big. She's a normal girl, Tom. She's not a oversized like that Bigfoot cock, bro. That's not getting in anything. That's not practical. Mm. What about this? So you're thinking land hot.
Land animal. An elf.
Animal?
Yeah, I don't know what... I don't know. A dog? Just a regular house dog.
That's not right.
It's real disgusting. It's got to be a disgusting tale.
Okay, so we'll put this book on hold for now, guys. Yep. We are trying to write an award-winning novel for you on air. It's not going as well as I thought, but that's a good start.
So, guys, before we get too deep into the show, you've met Tom and Frenchy, the hosts, but the third host of the podcast, introducing The Wheel. If you haven't listened the last few weeks, the famous guest is actually a spinning wheel that decides what we're going to do next. So I'll give it a quick spin for Frenchy. Yep. I usually forget
very,
to
very
say.
Very good, Tom.
All right, let's see what Frenchy's in for this week.
You
can hear
for.
The spinning wheel. Agree with a person for 1 minute.
Okay. So I'm agreeing with you again.
Yep.
I'm easy, bro.
Okay. All right. So, Frenchy, I was thinking the other day, why aren't there any funny male comedians? Like, all the
Could
females...
Could not agree more. Could not agree
All the
more.
Females are really coming out of the woodworks. Like, I go to open mics, it's all females. I go to the audiences, they're all females watching and supporting comedy.
Mm.
So, can you tell us, do you have a favorite female comedian?
Amy Schumer.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously, classic. I don't want to be like, oh, obviously, like, everyone knows she's the best.
The best, one. Yeah. I mean, there's too many to name. It's hard. I can see your brain.
Do you actually want to know?
Yep.
Whitney Cummings is fucking sick. That Eliza chick. You mean stand-up or like comedic actors?
You love actresses. Whitney Cummings' TV show as well, don't you? Two Broke Girls. That's one of your favorites. You said that's not... comedy dynamite. She created
that.
Is she
on that?
She created that.
Oh, she created that. I hate that show, but I like
it. No, you agree with me.
Oh, I like that show.
Yeah. There we go. All right,
that was a weird one, bro. I like a lot of female comedians. What do you mean?
I just tried to throw you under the bus.
Yeah, but that's not...
I panicked. I didn't pre-think of it. All right, let's spin for me.
Okay, so the wheel says, talk about leaving your girlfriend for your blow-up doll with conviction. This is a new one, and I like it. I wish I got this one.
This has actually been there since... because I did that, I watched that episode of Cheaters where the guy did kind of do that. He was cheating on his girlfriend with a blow-up doll in VR. And that week I put this on, and obviously we didn't do it or I removed it. So this week I'll talk about it.
I love it. Okay, let's hear about how you left your girlfriend for your blow-up doll.
Guys, this is a moment of the podcast I like to get serious and talk about something that's going on with me. Everyone knows I've been in a relationship for quite a while with Tonya, but I've decided to leave her for my blow-up doll. She just gets me more. Any questions?
What's her name?
Kasinkia.
Kasinkia.
Yeah.
Kasinkia.
Which is, it's quite an ironic name because she floats. But yeah, this is a serious conversation, Frenchie. I thought about it. The blow-up doll never says no. To movie plans on movie night, I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'll be like, do you want to watch the first Transformers film? And silence. So we put it on. She doesn't laugh at the right moments, but you can't win them all. But yeah. That's my breaking news. That was a weird one, Wheel. But Wheel's a host that decides what it wants. And that's what you get on this show. You get the Wheel's input. Wait, you get Frenchie's input.
Do you remember what my blob doll was called?
Oh, I went to say Haley, but that's your daughter character.
Brittany.
Brittany, that's close.
So you know how the other day everyone was like, Brittany got freed. Free Britney movement. You know the Free Britney movement? I was going to do a video and I was going to be like, yo, so I've been seeing this Free Britney movement everywhere. I didn't know you all knew I had a blow-up doll called Britney, but if you want her free, I was going to take her out from the dungeon and throw her onto the street.
That's funny. You should have.
But she's gone. I don't know where she is anymore.
She's kind of stuck
to the bottom of the bed or some shit. She's...
Are you still talking about the blow-up doll or the real Britney Spears?
Oh, bro. Dude, one more wheel each. Hit me. Yep, give me some wheel. Wheel me up, baby.
Okay.
You don't have to show me. I believe you.
Oh, make a prank call.
Let's go. Which one are we doing?
This week we've been sent one. I sent it to you via Facebook Messenger, Frenchie, if you want
yes,
to grab that.
Yes, I got it.
So a fan sent this through and said we should do it as a prank call. It was posted by Pandith Sanjay, the best astrologer Australia. He specializes in black magic removal, evil spirit removal, famous psychic and spiritualist. So everything's sounding pretty legit from this guy. So
what do we want to get from him? What are we interested in?
I mean, logically, what would we want? What are you trying to remove?
We
want to
remove black magic.
Okay. I'm just trying to think of a scenario here.
Maybe, I guess, is my bedroom haunted because of my dead blow-up doll called Brittany?
Yep.
Since maybe we're just talking about that.
Yeah, let's go with that. That sounds good.
If you get any other ideas before he picks up, let me know.
I'm nervous.
What's his name again? Pandith.
Pandith.
Hello.
G'day. How you going?
Sorry?
I said hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm interested in removing... you said you... I saw your ad. Do you remove black magic and curses and stuff like that?
Yes. I would remove all kind of stuff.
Did you just wake up?
That's awesome. Did you just wake up, mate? You sound a bit sleepy or stoned or something.
Yeah, last night, night full of prayers.
Oh, yeah, that...
So, that time I will sleep 4 hours.
Oh, wow, that's not a lot. Sometimes, yeah, sometimes I'm with these girls at night and they're praying too. They're like, oh, God. So this black magic I need to get rid of, it's, I think my bedroom's cursed. Is that, like, common?
Yes, I will remove, brother. I will remove the energy, bad energy and curse everything.
Don't remove my brother.
Where do you live, brother?
Sorry, what'd you say?
I will draw all kind of negativity energy. Where do you live?
I live in Australia. Where is that, all right?
Which suburb?
In Sydney.
Sydney.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to remove the black magic?
Yeah. Well, if you think it's necessary, so what happened is that I had a kind of like a relationship with this girl called Brittany, and then she popped, and instead of getting her fixed, I just replaced her. So I think she's cursed now. I can barely get it up, not even like if I hit it against stuff.
Okay, brother, if you remove the curse energy, it will cost $7.50.
$7.50, that's not bad.
$750.
Are you Sydney-based too?
I am Melbourne.
Oh, Melbourne. Okay, so do we have to wait till lockdown finishes for you to come up?
No, you can. If you tell me, I will start the work. I will send the protection to your place, your address.
Oh, you'll send the protection? That's fucking sick, bro. Like, okay, I'm gonna just go get some money off my mom. Mom, I need $750. I got you in the bath. Okay, I'll come in and get it. Yeah, I'll call you back in a second. Okay, thanks, brother.
Thanks.
What the fuck was that? Why was he so asleep? $750? Is he kidding?
And he just sends it up. He doesn't come
like,
and do
what does
it.
He send?
Well, he said protection. I think it's going to be like a squad, like a team. Like a squad. Like some bodyguards or some shit.
A bunch of goth
Ghostbusters, bro. Yeah. He sends Bill Murray with a fucking flamethrower.
That's too funny.
Wow, that was
fucking weird
good.
Unit. That was hilarious.
That was... He fucking...
Was spinning the wheel.
I was like, was he wanking when he answered that? He was like...
I thought he... And it, one bit you started explaining what was going on, he let out like a deep sigh.
Yeah, bro. He was like, weird.
He was wanking for sure. Assign a shot. I think I'm going to assign myself a shot.
Yeah, I can do it. I've got stuff I can shot if you need me to.
I'm thirsty.
Oh, you're the man,
I'm
Tom.
Back on the reserve whiskey tawny. That weird port shit.
Oh, that's fucking gross. See, Tom's being a nice friend here too, guys. He's having a shot because he's a legend drinker, but also I was a bit sick over the weekend. The old vax hit me bad, so.
Can you explain who's behind you?
Oh, behind me? Fuck. Yo, our video watchers, they should know by now, but because the video's coming out tonight. So, guys, you guys are going to fucking love this. So, anyone in Australia knows we have the premiers are running the country right now. Your state's premier and the two biggest states are Victoria and New South Wales. New South Wales premier is a lady called Gladys Berejiklian. She does a press conference at 11 a.m. every day for an hour, and she says, everyone watch me, and she's She's a lot. She's been locking us down for the past 8 weeks. Whatever. She's an interesting woman. She's driving me a little bit crazy, so I decided to buy a life-size cardboard cutout of her to make videos. And that's what's currently behind me right now. And it is better than I could have ever hoped
it's
for.
It's very good. Is that it's the height of good. Her? Do you reckon that's height accurate?
Yeah, I do. I really do. Because that's not standing up. She's leaning against the wall trying to get comfortable for the potty. But I stood up next to her and it was like, kind of felt perfect. If I put my arm around her, it just felt like the right height.
Felt right, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you replaced her with Brittany or it's
no,
just
no, no,
friends?
No, no, no. We're starting things slow. She only arrived the other day. Mm-hmm. So we've just been playing some video games, some cricket, some watching some High School Musical. She fucking loves that movie. You don't even know.
Really?
Yeah, she knows surprising. All the words to one song.
Can she sing it
together.
Right now? Or?
Oh, she can. She can.
Give us a few verses of it, maybe.
Okay. Gladys, can you do a bit of singing?
Yeah, no worries.
Oh my god, it's scary up close.
Together, we're all in this together. Don't you ever leave your fucking house. $5,000 fine, and the police will come and punch you in the dick. We're all in this together. This is my country now, bitches. Don't even leave your fucking house. I own you. I own you, motherfuckers.
Oh my god, Gladys. This is
Hi, Gladys.
Thanks for coming on our
Hi,
podcast.
Hi, Gladys.
Oh my gosh, don't say that.
She said it, bro.
She's grumpy, man. All those press conferences are getting to her.
Yeah, she's...
Oh! She fucking jumped.
She's fucking scared. Yeah, bro. So, hopefully the video's out that I filmed with is out by then, but I'm very excited to show the world that video. It's called Stockholm Syndrome.
It's beautiful. I've seen it.
Mm.
Worth the watch. I got hard watching it, which was
thanks,
weird.
Thanks, Tom. Tell me about F-Boy Island, Tom.
Oh, yes. So I finally got around to watching F-Boy Island, which I'm not sure if we ended up talking about, but we've been meaning to for a few weeks.
Yep.
Basically, the premise is every dating show. It's they're all F-Boy Island, really. It's just a bunch of dudes and girls, F-girls as well, if that's a thing. They all just get on an island and talk shit to each other to try and get in each other's pants. But this show is very self-aware. And basically the premise is, right, Frenchie, there's 24 people on the island.
Okay. No, you go. Well, I was just thinking, you know how it's called F-Boy Island?
Yeah.
Because obviously they can't call it Fuck Boy because, like, you can't put that on promotional stuff. What if they, like, it was a big misdirect and the F stood for, like, fridge? And it was, like, Fridge Boy Island. It was, like, a boy who looked like a fridge.
He was, like, really square for some reason.
Or something like that.
Friendship Island, and it's just a bunch of friends.
Friend Boy Island.
Just all dudes in a friend zone.
Friend Boy Island. Anyway, go on. What's our
So there's three girls and then 24 dudes.
Ooh.
Half the dudes are self-confessed F-boys, fuck-boys. Mm-hmm. Half the dudes are nice guys, all right?
But the biggest fuck-boy move is to say you're a nice guy.
That's kind of where the show gets hard, because it's hard to figure out for the girls who's the fuck-boys and who's not. So the fuck-boys aren't saying they're fuck-boys, and the nice guys don't... Like, everybody says they're a nice guy. They all say they're nice guys. And the girls have to figure out, and they only find out if they're a fuckboy once they get eliminated. A lot of the fuckboys get screen time because they're obviously the most confident and charming.
Yep.
Because they're used to playing women. And the nice guys sometimes are in the background, so you don't see them as much. So they're almost more likely to get eliminated because they're not interrupting and cutting people's dates shorter because they're nice.
Because they're boring nerds.
But once they get eliminated, they get further punishment. They have to go to, like, the fuckboys go to this weird, like, it's like a wooden fence around with, like, nothing in it, like just like a hammock and some coconuts, and they've got to spend the rest of their time sitting there, and It's hosted by Nikki Glaser. What's
yeah, her name? She's good. Yeah, yeah. See, she would really have been funny. One of my ones too. She would have been on my list.
Yeah, she's really good. And it's good to see like a host that is a comedian because it makes sense because the show's ridiculous. All these shows, all these island shows. Mm. And she's actually got like good banter and good commentary. So like when the fuckboys are in their little, they've been eliminated, she'll do like therapy sessions and stuff, like dresses like a therapist and they've got to confess their fuckboy to her.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
Like what they've learned and stuff. And she'll make jokes. And then the nice guys go to like a mansion on a hill where they can overlook
what?
All the F-boys struggling.
Why so are they good. So mean to fuck boys? They're literally just trying to help girls get laid. They're help like the nice guys aren't doing nothing for the girls. yeah, how do they reveal? How do they reveal that they're a fuck boy? Do they do it in like a cool way? Like just whip it out?
yeah.
Or show the notches on their belt. They go, look at all those notches. Here's
They do like a trick shot where they bounce like a roofie on the table X amount of times and goes in the girls' drinks. It's really cool.
Oh, wow. Wow, that was not what I expected.
But yeah, it's a really, really funny show.
That's other girl. Yeah, okay, I'll check it out. I've got fucking nothing else to watch. Thanks, Gladys.
I don't even know if it's out. I don't even know if it's out. I had to find it.
It'll be out. It'll be out. I think, you know who would be a fuckboy?
Who's that?
Mer Michael.
Oh, for sure.
Was that his name?
Yeah, so are we Mer rooting Greg. For Mer? Are we rooting for Mer Michael or whatever?
He's definitely the fuck boy. He's definitely the fuck boy.
Mer boy or the dog? Those are our options. We know the dog's a good boy.
I can't believe they just put him in a fucking wooden pen. Do they feed him and shit too?
I don't know. Like,
they're just
going to
work out there and get hotter, so that's not really smart.
For some reason, all their weights are made of wood as well. So they're, like, lifting coconuts and shit. It's fucking weird.
That is funny. Oh, well, as long as... do they do stuff? Not in, like, a horny way. Like, I'm just actually just wondering.
Like, challenges and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you mean, like, have sex and stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because that would be the best way to find out if he's a fuckboy or not. So if you fuck, like, the fuckboy, you get chlamydia, and that's how you know. Or he makes you get an abortion, even if you're not pregnant.
That would be a way to find out.
That's
for sure.
So bad. That is so bad. And the nice boy won't even have sex with you. He'll just be like,
No.
Wait till you meet my parents. I don't usually do this.
So you're going to be rooting for the bad guys in this show.
I always do, bro. It's all most times the bad guys are more interesting, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the girls do tend to. You can tell they're just the guys they're interested are with. Definitely fuckboys. Like I don't know yet, but definitely.
But they're always more interesting. But B, even in movies, the bad guys are more interesting. They're more layered. B. Even the bad, good superheroes are more interesting. The good ones just fucking suck. Like, Captain America is a fucking narc, bitch. Superman, don't even get me started on him. Oh, if I could, like, eliminate any superhero from existence, it'd be Superman.
Really?
Bro, even, like... I know you
what
like...
about Ant-Man?
I know you like Smallville because it was a 28-year-old playing a high schooler. You can relate to that.
He was very handsome.
He was so old, bro.
He was handsome.
Bro, he was 28 when they were shooting Smallville.
Really?
He was supposed to be a 15-year-old. And he was like a jock 28. but yeah. Do we have... Guys, good news. We are making some money in lockdown because we have another ad read.
Ooh. Yeah, buddy.
This
week we are sponsored by Manscaped.
Yes, Manscaped. Yes. Manscaped. Manscaped.
Father's Day is just around the corner, and you probably need a gift for a hairy dad. Hopefully, yours. Make your dad proud this year and get him and yourself the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right, the Lawnmower 4.0.
You heard that wrong.
You heard that wrong, yeah. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Tom and Frenchie.
That is a good deal.
Tom Frenchie. Tom Frenchie.
And free shipping. Tom Frenchie. I want
Let me tell you.
You tell.
Host to talk about a funny manscaping story. You can talk about how your hairy dad is and why he needs this product. Well, to be honest, guys, my dad is dead. So I can't really talk about shaving my dad because I'd have to get illegal. But I'm sure you should take care of your dad while he's still alive. Frenchie?
My dad is about as hairy as me. Not that hairy. Still needs to trim it up. Sometimes he'll get me over to wax his back. He goes, your mother needs a waxed back. How's she going to stand on it otherwise? I go, what do you mean? He's like, she's trying to learn to surf on my back. It's not a weird thing.
I thought you meant your dad came over to get you to wax your mom's back.
No, I wax my dad's back. And
okay.
I don't like using wax. I need the Lawnmower 4.0. Manscaped is the only brand dedicated to below the waist grooming and just launched their Lawnmower 4.0. So they don't wax backs. They do below the waist for your dad. Imagine surprising your dad with a sleek, well-designed and optimized body hair trimmer that says, your balls will thank you on the box.
Oh, thank you. That was my balls. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology.
You might ask, how is this Lawnmower 4.0 different from other trimmers? Well, it's in the fucking name, 4.0, obviously. Yeah. But also, this upgraded kind of trimmer includes a multi-on-off switch that can engage a travel lock. This is a great feature if your father or yourself do a lot of traveling. It also gives you the ability to turn on 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. You can now shave your balls in the dark!
The Lawnmower 4.0 even allows you to customize your trim through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 to 4. Ooh. But I'm over 4. That's not what it means. The new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which helps battery length last longer. Yeah, you heard that, right? Wireless charging ball trimmers are a real thing now.
Have you ever seen a nose bush sticking out of your dad's nose? Yes, he's a dad. They all have them. Well, the Weed Whacker Nose Hair and Ear Trimmer, is the best nose and hair trimmer, ear trimmer on the market and the perfect gift for your pops. They also have amazing products like Cologne, Crop Mop, Ball Whippers, Crop Reviver, Ball Toner, and Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. For all the females listening, how are you going, all four of you? Hope you're enjoying this podcast. I'm pretty sure they'll have skipped this bit, but if you're still listening to the ad, ladies, you'll appreciate this part. Manscaped products are cruelty-free, paraben-free, dye-free, and vegan.
You can eat them. Yes. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code TomFrenchie at manscaped.com. Get your dad a gift you know they will use. You know,
20% off, yeah. Tom Frenchie, manscaped.com. Great present, guys. Support I've been using mine. Using my Manscaped.
And, support the sponsors to support the show.
And support the troops. Always why support not? The troops.
Don't support Frenchie.
Taliban.
That's right.
Even though they're back. Bigger comeback than Soldier Boy.
Oh, man. What a read. Everyone's like, are they professionals?
Bro, I was laughing so hard. I was like, we're not getting another deal. And then I started trying to speed up. I was like, the faster we do it, the less likely we'll fuck with it. No, it's fun trimming your pubes, so you should be able to do it, read it in a fun way.
Use your beard trimmer, because I have cut my shit before. You know what I'm saying?
Before we go into the quick hitters, get this, guys. Fun fact of the day. Kangaroos, female kangaroos, have 3 vaginas.
Is that true?
Yep. Google it.
Where are they?
What do you mean? They're not hidden.
What are they, 3 side by side?
I mean, like, where are they? On the kangaroo. They're on the fucking kangaroo.
Obviously on the kangaroo, but I'm talking whereabouts.
They're not horcruxes. He hasn't put one in a fucking basilisk. It's not in Tom Riddle's diary or the kangaroo diary.
One under each armpit, one between the legs.
I'm assuming it's somewhere near the pouch. I don't know. I assume that's what the pouch hides, is three vaginas.
In there?
I don't know. Google where are the kangaroo's three vaginas, okay, Tom?
I want you to guess.
In the pouch.
Okay.
There could be anything in that pouch, and you would be... Let's get into the quick hitters, guys. Then we might give the wheel one more spin. Would you rather, Tom? Mm. Would you rather shop for sex toys or lingerie?
That's a good question. I'm the most awkward fucking person in the world when it comes to either of those things. Like, I get really shy, like a little bitch. Like, if I go to a sex shop, I'm, like, really awkward. I'm like, haha, everyone thinks I have sex. How embarrassing. It's like when I buy condoms, I'm just embarrassed. So if I had to choose out of the two, both are nightmares. But I think I'd go with sex toys because I do like gadgets.
Yeah.
Like, this one tickles the vag and the anus. That's good.
That's fun.
Mm. It's like a Swiss Army knife.
Definitely sex toys because it's... they're expensive though, so I will say that. I was like you, Tom, but then you start going to sex shops with your friends, realizing how funny it is. Then you go there a few times, you get the dildos out, you do lightsaber fights. You're like, this is just like.
But that's a risk.
It's like Uncle Pete's Toy World. You know what I mean? Yeah, whatever that.
It's going to a sex shop with your friends is like a gateway drug to orgies, though.
Yeah, that's what careful. I was hoping. I went there with the soccer team and it didn't eventually.
No train.
But lingerie, man, lingerie stores. Okay, worst part about that, if me and you walk into a sex shop with our mullets, let's say no pants on, we're still not the skeeviest dudes there. Do you know what I mean?
That's true.
No one will blink twice there. No matter what we fucking wear or look like or smell like. Mm. No one.
And you go to a lingerie shop.
Go to a lingerie shop as a male. Everyone's looking at you. They're like, oh, who's he buying it for? Do you need help? Real condescending to, like, I definitely need help, yes. I've written down the size. I'm looking for a fucking, whatever, 34C or whatever the fuck, 33 doubles D, you know what I mean? Whatever nice. Girls are, that size.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still need help. I don't know what ones to get. Do you try them on? Do you sniff them? Like, what
I know. You have to sniff them.
I don't know.
You don't want to get like one that someone's tried on. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Do they try that? Exactly. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, I feel
that's
like...
That's a good question.
No, thank you.
what else we got? Would you rather be on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette?
This one is very easy for me. 100% I would rather be on The Bachelorette. One girl, 25 guys, hanging out. I'm just going to bro down the whole time. The trick is you can't focus on... That's getting that girl's over. You don't have a chance against... I don't have a chance against four guys, let alone 25. No. Do I have a chance to become best friends with a couple of them? Fucking oath I do. So I'm going to bring in a Nintendo. I'm going to bring in some Jenga, a footy, and we're just going to have a great time. Bachelorette, 100%. Where's Bachelor? Me? 25 girls? No. I can't listen to that many conversations.
That's true. I couldn't handle the pressure.
I've got a bad memory.
Imagine just trying to remember all their names. That's a nightmare on its own. Like, what did we talk about last week? I wasn't listening, you know?
The best... Yeah, and you can't do... It's a classic fuckboy movie, is just call them by the wrong name.
Yeah, yeah.
Or what they look like, and they don't like that.
No.
On national TV, like, I feel like you'd trend on Twitter for calling someone by the wrong name. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oi, horse girl. And they're like, no, you can't say that.
Horse girl. Oh, because she likes horses. Okay.
What did you pick, Tom? Even when I was watching that F-Boy Island show, I'm with you on this. I'd definitely go the Bachelorette because... All the pressure's on you as the bachelor. You got to be charming. You got to be nice to everyone. You got no one to talk to. You go back to your room just stewing. You're like, fuck, what am I doing? Who am I going to choose? And then they're all like, if you kiss someone, they all start talking, don't they? And they're like, why didn't you kiss me? Why didn't you kiss me? It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. Bro, the other thing, think about this, okay? I want everyone to think about late night at a club. Whether you're a guy or a girl, you're trying to get laid. You're talking to the person you're hitting on. And you are whispering sweet nothings. You are Even just on a date when you're just trying to be like interesting, okay? You talk some stuff, you wake up the next day going, why did I fucking say that? Why did I say I was going to take her ice skating? Or why did I tell her about my year 5 fucking science teacher? You do that with 25 people, but also millions watch every time you say anything. No. Oh. Whereas you get to roll in once for 5 minutes an episode. Yo, how you going? I'm Frenchie. What's up? What do?
Like, yeah, you got a bit more control.
Not much.
Like,
I used to be a teacher, didn't I? That's crazy. What do you do? I wrote you a poem. You want me to read it to you? Okay. Mate, I'll read it to you next day. Yeah, you got to give me a rose now. See ya. Move on. Done.
Yeah, and you get to, you know how they do that cool thing where all the guys show up and some will like show up on a horse or show up with a quirky hat?
Yes.
You get that opportunity where you can show a bit of creativity, you know?
What are you showing up on?
I'm coming out with a yo-yo and I'm walking the dog all the way up to her. And she'd just be gushing.
You nailed that all the way up?
Mm.
She'll call off the show.
Yeah.
She'll be like, go home, the rest of you. This guy just yo-yoed, walked the dog all the way up.
Or even go even more old school. Maybe put on a soundtrack, like Jimmy Barnes or something. Start yo-ho Diabolo-ing.
That's
like
good.
All the way, yeah, to the music. That shit drops.
All right, what about this? What about this for a walk up? You walk up and then you train a couple of dogs to chase you. So as soon as you get to her, you hear barking. You're like, oh no, no, oh Fenton, Jimmery, Umbo, go. I'm so sorry. And then you just pat him. You're like, sorry, they get so upset when I leave.
Yeah, dogs love me. What can I say?
Wait, and then you go, phew, and you blow a little whistle, and they attack her, scarring her face up immediately. Okay, already she's about 10 guys will drop out. She's really badly scarred.
Yeah, okay, I'm listening.
And you feel so bad, it's your dogs, you can't leave the hospital.
Okay. And she goes, why did you whistle at them to attack me?
Because I just watched Cruella and that's what they do.
Did you actually?
Yeah, I've seen it, bro.
I haven't seen that.
I saw it a couple of weeks ago, but yeah, it's actually surprisingly good.
I didn't even know that shit was out.
Oh, guys, so movie review. Cruella, when this is in the movie review, because I watch it because my girlfriend wanted to watch it, kind of like real fast paced, some good soundtrack, better for chicks, but not bad, like it was watchable, okay. But what I did watch Saturday night, Jungle Cruise.
What's that?
It's got the best actor of all time, Disney's The Jungle Cruise.
Is that the one with The Rock in it that
he's
been promoting?
Yeah, it is.
And that was better?
The Rock, Emily Blunt, and Jack Whitehall.
Oh, Jack Whitehall's very funny.
It's quite a good character for him. He's sometimes he annoys me, sometimes like, I just hate you. I hate your fucking face.
Let me guess, he's posh.
Oh, how did you guess? No way.
What?
No way. You played it very well. But yeah, so Jungle Cruise, it's like this big Disney blockbuster, blah, blah, blah. It sort of struck me like, oh, they're going to get done for like cultural appropriation or some shit like that because it's just all white actors in a fucking, in the Amazon. I'm like, yes.
You know The Rock isn't white.
Apart from The Rock. Yeah, but The Rock can do anything, you know what I mean? Yeah. No, initially, and then I'm like, okay. But it's one of those movies you watch. And after you'd watch it, your mum would go, that was a good, fun family film, wasn't it?
Oh, okay, there was
a lot of plot holes in it, don't you think? Ah, yeah, but it was a lot of action, a lot of colours, a lot of funny scenes, wasn't it? So it's like a popcorn flick. You're like, oh, this is shit, but well.
Sometimes as long as it's gripping and it's got your attention, it's all right. But like as long as it's entertaining.
It's pretty much, it's kind of like The Mummy, but in the Amazon.
Okay.
But Emily Blunt's Brendan Fraser.
Okay.
She's Brendan Fraser and The Rock's Brendan Fraser too.
Brendan Fraser, George of the Jungle when he was hot, or Brendan Fraser now?
Ray, he's still hot now.
Bro, he's a thumb.
Yeah, he's a hot thumb.
He was so good looking.
But anyway. Okay, last would you rather. Would you rather have the best sex of your life once or mediocre sex every day?
It's kind of a stupid question. Did you figure that out?
Oh, it's very easy. It's very easy.
Well, the best sex of your life once. If you only have it, if it's the best sex of your life, you're only going to have that once. Because it's the best sex of your life. You only have one life.
Yeah, but I'll put it to you this way, Tom. Imagine having to have sex every day.
That is a lot
of
work.
That's too much. That's tiring, bro.
Yeah. That's... I don't have the stamina for
mojo. Sometimes you get chafe, you need a day off. And especially if you're training up, you're going to be taking longer and longer. I think I'm just going to have to get it done once, and then I'm going to be the most productive motherfucker. Knowing I'm never going to have sex again, I'm going to fucking... I'll cure coronavirus, bro. Do you know what I mean? Imagine how much time... I'm not wanking either. I've got a lot of spare time. All this energy is going to go somewhere. I'm going to fucking become David Goggins. You know what I mean? I'm going to run fucking...
I don't even know who that is.
He runs ultra marathons. He's been on Joe Rogan. Bro, it's the most interesting story. You got to fucking check out David Goggins, bro.
But I like that they say mediocre is the bad option. It's like mediocre. Pretty good.
So you're saying I'm going to have better sex every day.
Are you saying I'm improving?
That is funny.
Wah, wah, wah. Mediocre. Wah, look
wah,
at
wah,
me.
Wah, wah. I'm mediocre.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay, now we've got the quick hitters. What new technology will transform the future?
That's a great question. I was thinking about this one. The first thing that sprang to mind, I'm like, travel. I feel like there's a lot of headroom there. Like, you've got to take a 20-hour flight in a fucking box to get to, like,
Europe. That's good. I hear you.
Like, teleporting. Imagine if we could just be like, I want Chinese for lunch. Fucking in China next second, just having a bit of chow mein.
Bro, it's
come back.
It's called Uber Eats, bro. It's pretty fucking close. You want Chinese for lunch, you'll get it.
What the hell is Uber Eats?
You'll get it. Uber Eats. You'll get it in half an hour, bro.
What is that?
Don't even need to go to China. Trust me.
I've been going to the supermarket and getting Canton.
I think there's better use of the teleporter than going to get Chinese in the fucking Wuhan wet markets, you fucking idiot.
It's better from the source. What if I wanted, like, the OG coronavirus? I could fucking teleport to Wuhan for a bit.
Oh, bro. No. Yeah, that's a very good point. I think you're right. Travel's where the big groundbreaking technology will be made. I think one great new technology which could transform the future, pube trimmer. The lawnmower 4.0.
Bro, that is true.
There's not enough dedication to below the waist grooming, and Manscaped has just launched their lawnmower 4.0.
Before that, my balls looked like a fucking angsty teenager's forearms. You know what I'm saying? Just cuts everywhere.
That was actually a better ad read than the one we got paid for.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Oh, man.
I'm in a good mood this podcast, Tom. I've embraced that we're never leaving ever.
Yeah, I think it helps just succumb to it. This is the new normal.
Okay.
What is your least favorite beverage?
Are we including anal juice as a beverage?
No.
What if you have that through a straw, though?
That sounds fucking awful. Not going to lie. Okay, anal juice.
I'm going to say...
Is that a problem you have?
I'm going to say it's on my own. I'm going to say Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper? I quite like Dr. Pepper.
Gross. Yeah, it's a very polarizing drink. And that's why it's still going, because there's 1% of the population who fucking love it. Not even 1%. 0.1%.
Yeah. It's unusual. It's definitely not my everyday go-to. But I don't mind it.
Tastes like medicine. That's why they call it Dr. Pepper. They tried to make a cool way around
that
it.
That is clever.
That's what they did. They're like, it's a Dr. Pepper.
It's like with VB, they called it the best cold beer because it's probably the worst warm beer. If you leave it out in the sun, it is fucking god-awful. Yeah. So that's just clever marketing.
Good marketing. What's your least favorite beverage?
I reckon mine is Bloody Marys because in my head, like, fucking spicy tomato juice with vodka in it has no appeal.
Not wrong here.
I want to try a really good one because it just sounds terrible. I want to give it a shot, but in my head, that is not a good drink. Like, oh, I want to have a tomato spicy fucking bits of bacon on it for a night out.
Also, it's the worst sounding drink. And you know when people drink Bloody Marys the most? The next morning.
True.
They're very popular as a hangover, get back on it sort of drink. Like a cocktails.
Yeah, like a mimosa type.
Yeah, like a boozy brunch. Like, I'm not having a Bloody Mary in the fucking morning.
I feel like you'd have the worst spews on a Bloody Mary and worse shits. It'd be a nightmare.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's mine.
Tom, if you could be any nationality, what would it be?
This one was hard. So I Googled the richest country, and it was actually America, which is surprising because obviously they're rich, but the disparity's not very good, is it? It's there's a lot of poor people. There's a lot of homeless if you go there. So then that got me off that train, and I reckon just one of the Scandinavian countries like Sweden because they're all hot.
Imagine being the ugliest person in a country though, Tom.
Yeah.
No offense to you. You're a solid seven.
No, they are gorgeous.
That
is hard. But maybe it's like
you're... That feels sorry for you maybe.
Maybe it's like you're different.
Yeah.
Maybe the ugly people are considered hot because they're more rare.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I actually found this question very easy. So any nationality, I would want to be somewhere in a tiny country, real small population, so I could play on all their sports teams.
Oh, that's cool.
Not now, but back when I was a young buck. So like a Luxembourg or a Liechtenstein, maybe Liechtenstein.
It sounds funnier.
Do you know what I mean? So I reckon definitely cricket teams I could play for them. Maybe soccer I could work my way up. Do you know what I mean? That's achievable. Yeah. Play for your national team.
I like that.
In a population of 300,000.
Yeah. You might be like top 3,000 good looking dudes.
No.
No?
No. Come on, bro.
We almost had you.
Okay, let's go to a few quick stories. We don't know how long we go for because we had that break in the middle where my microphone fucked up.
Should we do one more wheel? One more wheel?
One more wheel. One more wheel. Right. And then we're going to hit these stories real quick. We'll hit the ones that we won't be able to do next week, Tom.
All right, let's do that. All right, let's spin this bitch.
Spin this bitch.
This is for you, French.
Yeah, nice. Guess I've got to do that shot now. I'm going to do soy sauce.
Oh, yes.
Because I don't want to do alcohol. I don't know if that's any better for me, though, doing soy sauce.
What? I definitely don't think it is, yeah. Because I feel like alcohol can kind of kill some stuff.
Oh, like true. Some viruses. Maybe I should do alcohol then. Let me go get some alcohol.
Yeah, I feel like it's probably actually better.
Yeah, you're right. When
I was in Sweden, I'll just tell a story while you're gone. We had this family friend called Lars. And while we were there, this was like 10 years ago, he had his 60th birthday. And every year he would run marathons and he was like a super fit dude. But every night before he went to bed, he had a straight whiskey. And he was the healthiest dude I know. So
couldn't be bothered. Here's some soy sauce.
Oh yeah. Chin chin. Oh, yuck. Oh, yuck.
Ooh, that's salty.
Bro, you're getting in character to be the next fucking what was his name? Mer Michael, because your fucking cum's going to be the saltiest thing in the world.
I'm going to work on that. I just need to do it without making it too sexual. It's got to be like love. It's got to be hot. Sex. Yeah.
Not maybe
porn.
You could.
We always go porn work on too it quickly. We need to work on that.
Yeah, we need to work on our romance.
Yeah.
I reckon if you build it up, you could make some kind of ebook, sell it,
do some
illustrations.
I love that. What did you get on the wheel?
Oh, yeah, I haven't done it yet. Let's do it. I'm not sharing my wheel screen. Oh, that's the blob doll one again. We can't do that again. All right, we're spinning again. Make a prank call. Should we do another prank call or save it?
Oh, we'll save that one. We still got to do the sperm bank one.
All right, we're spinning again. Maybe I should just take a shot.
It's all good, bro. We've given them a lot. You don't need to do another spin. We're going to save it.
I'm going to do a shot.
Yeah, the Tom. Tom comes to party Mondays now. Monday Tom.
I get my
vibe.
Work done, you know.
Wheel Tom's a vibe. Well, as soon as this wheel's good for your life, this will be a movie like that Jim Carrey Yes Man movie, Tom.
Mm.
Like literally, and it'll be like you'll be like in a rut, and then you start doing what the wheel says, and your life will get heaps better for a while.
That's funny. I should make a wheel just for life.
Yeah, life wheel.
Maybe not with do a shot on every fucking third thing. I might become an alcoholic.
Did you see this story? A Dubbo man got charged after allegedly sending a fake positive COVID result to his group chat.
I saw that, but I didn't go into it, so I didn't really comprehend what happened. Can you explain it for us?
So he got a COVID test, got mm-hmm. message notified he was negative at 6 a.m. Instead of telling his mates he was negative, he changed the message, make it look like a positive, send it to the group chat.
So why were they sending it in the group chat? Because
it's a lad's group chat. It's like, yo, I got to get a COVID test, lol.
They weren't
it's like
doing
a Facebook
like a
fun one, yeah. It's not like...
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't like
he got a separate message from New South Wales government.
Yep.
So he's like, I guess he thought it was a lol, going, lol, I've got it. But
it is kind of funny, to be fair.
100%,
bro. If it's to your mates, it's
100%,
funny.
100%, bro.
If you're putting it on Facebook or your workplace, that's not funny, but it's just like your mates.
I remember Tom once told us that he got HIV, and we fucking lolled. We'll cry because it was really funny. Then he full starts taking like all the medication and stuff, really committing.
No, Frenchie, I had AIDS.
Stop it, bro. Stop
Frenchie,
it.
I have
Stop
AIDS.
It. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. So what happened is one of his mates in the chat notified the workplace saying they were close contact with him. Workplace, it was a work site, had to shut for the day. All the workers had to get tested. They got to get a deep clean.
Oh, fuck.
Lol.
So did he, like, write back to the group chat, do you reckon? Was he like, oh, shit, I better tell my boss, or he just...
I don't know. He probably didn't think that his mate would deem them as a close contact and tell their work site and blah, blah, blah.
Fuck.
But that's happened a few times, I think. I think it's, like, funny to joke about until you realize you shut a site and you cost your company $1 million for that day.
Yeah, fuck, dude. And, like, those deep cleans are really intense as well. It's a whole fucking thing.
Yeah, it's like they pretty much, I think they bring in, I'd say, 1,000 cats who just lick stuff with their tongues.
Yeah, yeah.
Cleans so I'm like, don't get deeper than that, baby.
I'm like, yeah, my balls were in contact as well, guys.
Okay. Anti-vaxxers claim their unvaccinated semen will be the next Bitcoin.
I love this story. The best thing is, I think this is one I can get behind. I know I've been a bit of a negative about some of this COVID stuff, but if they're saving their sperm, there's less anti-vax children. So if we encourage them, we're like, don't have sex. You don't want to waste that precious Bitcoin, bro. That sperm is worth money, dude. You got to hold your load.
Yeah.
That's worth something one day. They'll be saving it. They won't be having sex. Won't be making more kids.
Whole stuff.
There's a lot of positives.
I didn't understand that part of it. I just meant like...
It wasn't a part of it. That was my
take.
Think,
I'm no expert on like Bitcoin or crypto. I don't think any semen will be the next Bitcoin. Unless you get Chris Hemsworth.
That's the only one. For a
Hemsworth
lot.
Semen. Actually, you know what? It won't even be his. It'll be his fucking parents.
Yeah, they got good semen.
Yo, we should go get his dad's semen now. Because his dad's probably... on.
Do you reckon just wring out his sock drawer or how are we going to do it?
I don't know how old man wank, but... Because they produce 3 hot sons. We could guess Chris Hemsworth's kids are going to be hot, but who knows?
Have you ever thought about the fact that when you go to a sperm bank... You've got to get it out yourself, but when you go to the blood bank, they take it out with a needle. Like, why don't they just?
So you're saying
needle
they
it out
should?
Of your balls?
Yeah, I don't know about needling your balls. I agree when you're saying they should take it out. You come out. That'd be so many more people would. I don't think they're low on sperm banks, though. Do you know what I mean? I've never seen an ad. We need your sperm.
Yeah. When I watched that movie Road Trip, I really thought it was going to be a bigger part of my life, just donating sperm.
That is the truest thing you've ever said.
It's just never happened. I've never had the chance, and it's probably for the best.
That is so true, man. I think that's enough.
Yeah, you done?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing, Thomas?
I'm good, bro. I'm trying to think anything exciting going on, but not really. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking with us through lockdown, guys. I know it's hard, but we'll get back. We'll bounce back.
Yeah, so quick. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So obviously I'm trying to get shows going at the end of the year. Tom's might be jumping up at most of them too, yeah. But we're just holding them back to see what happens when we can announce them. We'll hold some dates. If we've got to move some dates, we'll see
how we see go. Now the end, Northern Territory's even in lockdown now, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy.
That's fun because we're all in this together, there. Baby.
Go get vaccinated so we can do more shows.
Yeah, bah. Like your boys.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for listening.
Frenchie's fully vaxxed, I'm half vaxxed, and I'm half hard. Yeah,
let's go. Half hard.
Yeah, boy.
Okay.
Catch ya.
See ya.